You might think a noisy cafeteria is not the best place to have a serious discussion with students, but it actually was an ideal setting to talk about school life. We met with students during three lunch breaks, and what unfolded was some insightful information about the life of teens. You often hear educators say that students do well when they have support from their home lives. Well, the students that we spoke with say that that's making a big difference in their lives.
My dad's there a lot. He keeps me on track a lot. And my little brother is like the most adorable people in the world, so they're like a great motivation.
Senior Kiara Smith tells us home support is helping to keep her on track.
Do you see students that don't have that?
I think with those kids that have troubles like that, they come in school, you'll see like there's really close friends. Everybody has a friend. Like, I've never seen one person by themselves ever. So like everybody has a friend, so there's always somebody to come and support them and help them out.
Single biggest issue for you?
My biggest issue? I don't know. I think maybe just paying attention, really, because I'm like really out of it sometimes.
Well, you know, not everybody grew up in the same situations, but when you see some of that, you gotta have some sympathy. You know, gotta put yourself in their shoes.
That's Roman Lanny. He describes himself as a junior and senior. He has a lot of pressure academically. He works hard, and he has strong support from home to accomplish his academics.
That my parents had gave me throughout my life, you know, that's just give me, you know, all that self-esteem that I need to just keep on pushing me to go farther in life and just work my hardest.
Lanny is lucky he has proper role models, but he realizes there is teen violence and drug issues all around.
What about concerns of teenage violence and drugs? Is that prevalent in anything that you see in your life?
I mean, the drug use is probably increasing. And I think it's, you know, as young adults, I think we should try to do that less, because that can kind of ruin your life and your future. But the violence, yeah, like fighting and all that stuff, we should just keep the peace, keep the unity, and just, you know, do less of those things.
The male students pointed out that from time to time there is school fighting. Nathan Hernandez is a junior. He says he's witnessed some bad behavior. It includes fighting and disrespect toward teachers.
I see a lot of behavior problems, such as like people cursing, fights. The other day, a fight broke out here. It was in the hallway. We usually see yelling, kids talking back to the teachers when they're told to do something, and students just stop doing work.
How does that make you feel when you see violence like that in school? It
makes me disgusted, because I'm trying to get a good education. I want to be in a high college, but with those things I'm seeing, it's like I want to feel like I'm safe here, but sometimes I don't.
Does the school though handle it well?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wesley Kobasiak is a junior. He says he has strong family support and works hard to avoid trouble spots like drug use.
What is difficult in a teenager's life here at school? What would you say? And perhaps maybe it is for you as well, besides academics.
Probably peer pressure. Getting pressure into things you might not want to do, like drugs, which is the main one, cigarettes, just a bunch of other little things. But yeah, peer pressure is definitely a big topic.
What makes you stay away from those bad things and the bad trends out there? Because you seem like you're pretty focused on your school life.
Good friends, a lot of people that support me and keep me on track. My brothers, friends, best friends, just teachers, just real positive energy in general.
Over the next few months, you'll be hearing from more Western New York teens as we continue our cafeteria chats. In February, we'll be traveling to the Niagara Falls City School District. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.